Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jared Free.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
It is so good to be back with you, Jordana.
Likewise.
The listeners, you guys are unbelievable. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I can't believe it's already May.
It's already May. It's breakup season, bitches.
It is uncuffing season, as the kids call it.
That's what they call it.
Yes.
Time to shed some weight.
The weather's good. It's time to drop any relationships.
You're looking
that are
at
not.
That person. You're like, oh, that was just a little cold.
I got a few Montauk weekends coming up.
Yeah. I don't want to have to plan for two. That's really what it is.
Do you ever think married guys with kids ever think,
yeah,
you know, it's getting warm out.
I think that's all they're thinking. They're like, oh, fuck, I can't even do this now.
Right.
You know, like they're like, oh, my God. I
gotta put sunscreen on this fucking baby.
I'm really up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. Right. You know, like it is that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting.
It's a great time of year to be single.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
Single in the spring.
Single in the summer.
Summer. You don't have to. Here's the thing, like. When in the reason it happens is responsibility. In the summer, you want to be light, mobile,
yeah,
active.
Physically and emotionally.
Exactly. You can do anything you want. You don't want to have to answer to anybody in the summer.
Right.
Winter, you want someone who will at least answer you.
Have to
you.
Answer you.
Yeah. That's how you
it's
need.
It's cold out.
You need someone.
I don't want to leave my apartment.
It's dark out.
Right.
Someone please respond. Listen to me. Hear my problems.
Exactly.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. What do you got coming up? May 1st.
It's May 1st. That means May 2nd through 4th. If you're in the Philadelphia area, come to the show. May 2nd through 4th, I'm at the Punchline Philly. Philly, come on out. I'd love to see you. Bring your friends, bring your coworkers, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas and papas. Come on out.
Do it.
I'm also going to be in Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club next week, May 8th. And then in June, I'm going to be in Worcester at the Woo-ha-ha. And I'm going to be at Mohegan Sun, Comics Mohegan Sun. And I'm going to be at Seattle, Laughs Seattle. Come. Jaredfreed.com. What do you got?
Do it. It's getting warm out. You know what I'm about to say. You better get and download Ship because it is dating season and your friends who are in relationships are getting bored. And since they can't break up with their boyfriends because they want everlasting love like me, they're going to have to find love for you vicariously through the Ship dating app, which is the really main app where you can find matches for your friends. We got some exciting stuff coming up with it. I'll tell you more about it in the weeks to come, but definitely download it. Go to betches.co/ship. Download it. Tell me your stories. And yeah, make your friends do that work for you.
There we go. What's today's topic?
Today's topic, we had someone write in with a very interesting, what they think consider as a phenomenon.
A phenomenon.
A phenomenon in dating apps, and they wanted to hear our take on it.
You want to take this one?
I'll take this one.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. Love the podcast. Insert praise that I'm too buzzed to type. Have you heard of this new trend where men who live in the suburbs use their work neighborhoods as their primary location? Locations on Hinge. We all know the location field is not asking for where they work. In order to lie and make it seem like they live in the city to access city girls. This has happened to my single friends multiple times in the past few weeks. When these girls call the guys out, the guys gaslight and call them shallow. This is awfully ironic, considering they lied to make the shallow choice to date city girls. The distance preference on these apps is in place for a reason, and these guys all think that they'll be the exception to the rule. In some cases, the guys defend themselves by saying they work in the city, but we all know that's not the same. Sure, they can meet up for happy hour on Thursday, but I'm not taking a $50 Uber to Scarsdale on Sunday. Or worse, a date overstaying their welcome in my apartment because they don't want to go home to their parents. Call me stuck up, but us betches work really hard for the privilege of living in the city, and I'll be damned.
Privilege.
I'll be damned if the bridge and tunnel folks steal my identity. My friends and I have coined this trend, city slicking, but
like
I'm sure
name.
You guys have a catchier term. Thanks for listening to my rant. I felt the need to alert the authorities. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks, Kim, concerned friend, and Ashley, serial victim.
This is a great email.
I actually, for being Buzz, this was very well written and concise.
City slicking is pretty catchy.
Yeah, I don't think you need an upgrade on that.
I don't know.
Like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah. The only like alternative I can think of, like off the top of my head, is like house fishing. Instead of catfishing or something like that. Like,
I like that.
Like you could call
it house, like location
yeah. fishing.
Yeah.
Or you could call it the facade. Putting up the facade in front of,
right,
you know, like,
so it's like they're putting their, you can on Hinge, you can change, you can put your main location as wherever you want it to be. It doesn't go by like where you are.
You can do this on a lot of the dating apps.
Okay.
You could also just lie about where you live, and let me defend, like, I know she threw out a catchy term of the gaslighting.
Okay.
But
I don't think this is really gaslighting, but
This isn't exclusive to men.
Gaslighting is when you make someone seem crazy. I don't know if these guys are trying to make you seem crazy. Making someone seem shallow is not quite gaslighting.
But I can understand it's a version of that.
I get what she's saying. Like, you're trying to make me feel like
now
I'm
the crazy one.
I'm like
the
shallow,
asshole.
Stuck
yeah.
up person.
And listen, okay, fine, I am. You know, this happens.
You gotta own that.
This isn't exclusive though to men. This used to happen to me all the. I brought
With
this
girls?
Up.
Yeah.
The girls that live, on Long Island or live, out in New Jersey, and they go, well, I work in the city. And they do this to guys, too.
Right. It's not just men.
And it's not just men, because then they'll go, so you just want to hook up, and that's why you want to. And they'll make you into the sexual monster who can only, because I want to get back in my cab after I fuck you and I come everywhere and then I run home. Like,
well, here's the question. Is it okay? There's two parts to this question. One, is it fucked up that guys do this or girls? And then two, is it okay to be prejudiced based on someone's location?
Yes.
Anti-Hoboken.
Yeah.
We'll tell you.
At the Gotham, the shows I did in New York, people from Hoboken that came, they're like, I live in Hoboken. Don't talk shit.
Right.
I like Hoboken. I just think.
It's a cute little town.
Yeah, listen. What is it? 6 hours away? What time zone is it? So
it's like fun to shit on it.
Yes, of course.
More than anything.
We shit because we love.
Right.
So I have a lot of opinions on the location change. I think guys do this because they're like, a lot of guys have the ego where they'll go. I mean, most guys have an ego where they'll go, well, I'm me. They'll meet me and they'll get over the fact that I'm a 7 hour car ride away.
Right.
You know, like they, but you'll, then you'll be turned over by my personality.
Have you ever done that?
I've never done that because I'm a snob who's lived in the city.
Have you ever done that with anything else on a dating app? Whether it's, and I think this could be, I think this issue could be applied to anything else, whether it's height or pictures or.
Well, no, I've never, maybe someone would look at my profile in the past. Maybe it's I never put my job. So that's a version of lying because I didn't want to
get into it.
When
I was on dating apps, I didn't put my job either. It's like.
I figured that if we had a good rapport, that would come out and that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just think I get why a guy or girl would do this, because here's the thing. I remember my buddy was single. He came to visit from Boston, and the first thing he said, he was like, the dating apps here are crazy. You never run out of people.
Yeah.
And running out of people is a thing in other towns and other,
where was he from?
Boston.
Oh, wow.
So you could run out of people, and you go to certain places, and there's just not the New York City has
Yeah, I mean, if you're from Scarsdale, there's probably slimmer 20-something pickings.
Exactly.
Amongst the families that live there.
Let's understand why they do it.
Right.
Okay? Not a lot of pickings in my hometown. The other reason to do it is to cheat. I mean, this is the...
Everyone wants to date up. So anyone who doesn't live in the city wants to date someone who does live in the city.
Well, I also think that I don't trust anyone that wants to try and date you that lives more than an hour and a half car ride away.
Right. You had a Twitter combo about this.
Because someone wrote that they were like, I went to fly out to see this guy and then he canceled and now I'm stuck with this plane ticket.
Right.
And why would he cancel? And I just don't trust any. And a lot of people, their emails to this podcast, mm-hmm. and without even having read the emails that come to this podcast, I know. They start with, we've gotten a lot of emails. They go, well, he lives like 2 hours away.
Right. We're trying to make it work. She met the guy at the wedding and he got her a ticket or something.
Whatever. But right, it's like, yeah, you can't get to know someone that lives more than an hour and a half away.
So you're not a proponent of the mail order brides.
No, I'm not getting.
It's weird. I feel like that used to be more of a thing. Maybe before the internet.
I bet you there's a land for this on the internet.
I once watched a documentary on mail order brides.
Well, have you ever seen 90 Day Fiancé?
Is that the same thing? I've seen like basically half doing of that. One
episode. They meet online and then these people who you have 90 days to like make them like to get married, to be a citizen or some shit.
So it's like The Bachelor, but like with citizenship involved.
It's way worse. It's crazy. They like Yamanika Saunders, who's been a guest on our live show. She does a great like recap of the show.
I'll check it out.
It's pretty. The show's nuts. But these people come from like other countries to come and marry.
Right.
Someone who lives here, and then they're trying it out for the 90 days, I guess.
Well, I feel like that's a better opportunity. This guy wants me to buy a plane ticket to Michigan. Fuck that. But like, oh, and he's going to marry me? Okay.
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 Well, at least he's committing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I that's a sad realization of the women of this.
I'm getting a legally binding document.
At least you got that. Mm-hmm. I just think that when someone wants to try and get to know you of more than an hour, I call it the rom-com rule, because a rom-com is normally 90 minutes. So right. If it takes longer to get to you than it does to watch a rom-com, that is a built-in excuse to not date you. So I'm not saying that all people that change their locations don't want a girlfriend or a boyfriend. But if you want to play the numbers, most guys who change their location to a city are looking for someone to have fun with in that city and then go back to their hometown and then be alone.
If they're further away, I think that is that different though? If you live in the suburbs though?
Of the city?
Yeah. I don't know if that's the same thing.
I don't think
thing.
It's different. I think there's a reason they're out in that suburb and they should be able to own that reason, and they should be able. The thing is, we all have to get used to our things.
Right.
And you all have to sell yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like lie, but I'm saying like if you meet someone on an app and you go, I actually work in the city, I live outside of the city, you know you have to work around that,
right.
that
you
rebuttal.
You got
to
own it. But I can see where they're like the first, like when I graduated college, I lived at home. I'm from Long Island. Mm-hmm. So lived at home for like a year.
Yeah.
But I definitely would have. But when dating, preferred to date guys who lived in the city.
Okay, so what
like,
would you
that's
say?
That's where I'm trying to be. If I was trying to stay on Long Island, it's like I'd look for.
It just seems like too much of it. Like, but you didn't put. If someone matched with you, it would say Long Island. Switching your location, to me, you're hiding other things.
I agree. I think
you're already starting on a lie.
Anything that you're starting on a lie, whether that's your height or. Over editing your pictures.
Yep,
I think that's a lot. I think the female version of this is probably like the over editing, making your arm look skinnier,
okay.
making your face, tuning your face, whatever. Yeah. And there's a lot of girls do that. I think it's probably a similar thing of like when they see me, they'll get to know me. I look
and then
like
it's
this
me.
I kind of look like this. I work in the city.
Yeah.
It's close enough. And like the person, once they meet me, will like overlook that. But I'm not going to like eliminate potential options for people who are,
yeah,
you know. But it's kind of funny that the guys are like, well, you're shallow for only wanting to date people in the city. But it's also like they're shallow for not
for
own it,
for, only for, dating girls
right,
in the city.
For pretending
who's
they live
shallower.
It. Exactly.
Yeah, I
that's
do,
like the Joe Millionaire thing.
Where it's like, what?
He's actually like a plumber, but you remember that show?
Yeah, yeah, where they were all trying to get with a millionaire.
Right.
And then
so it's like, they look shallow for not wanting to date him at the end.
Sure.
But he's probably like, but he's also kind of shallow for like pretending to be this guy to date.
Because he knows
all
that
these
that's
hot girls.
He knows what that's what they want.
Right.
I.
It's like, what comes first?
I don't think these people, I think it's okay to be, I think it's okay to have any preference.
Okay.
Like, I think it's okay to say, like, in this situation, I could see how you could take someone living in the suburbs, choosing to live in the suburbs, okay? Like, and it's not the same to say, like, if someone's living at home with their parents and they go, well, I'm working up to, like, make enough money
right.
to be, that's a different thing to me.
Then I permanently want to live in the suburbs?
Well, to me, I would be like, well, you're... And I'm trying to say this without sounding... Here's what I would think, okay? You and I probably won't connect on a personal level if...
You live in Hoboken.
You're out in the suburbs and are in Hoboken. We have different sensibilities.
Right. And maybe that means you're more pretentious, but that's okay.
But that's okay. And this whole dating thing is playing the numbers game at a certain point.
Right.
So it's like, well, okay, who am I going to get along with the best? Who do I want to spend? You have 24 hours a day, okay? 8 of those are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 of those are at work or 10 of those are at work, okay? Now we're down to, you know, now we're down to 6 hours.
You want the people who have the most in common with
this
you.
Is the thing.
Well, it's,
you're playing that pie. That part of the pie is such a slice that as you get older and maybe back when you were 20 and in college, yeah, you'd go out and do everything and you'd go out with everybody.
Mm.
The older you get, the more you start to value your time and you say, I'm not hanging with suburban Joe.
Right.
I don't give a fuck
if that makes
about
me seem
the school
like an
systems.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like I don't care about the things he cares about. He decided at a certain age to buy a house in fucking, you know, Smallville. You know, whatever the fuck it is.
Right. I'm not paying for that.
And I don't think we would get along.
Right. Well, it's kind of funny because it's a little bit like when we had Benny on last thing and he's saying it's easier to date someone who's famous, not because he prefers famous people because they're better than non-famous people, but just in the sense that like you don't have to, they're kind of on the same page.
This is the thing.
You have the same like sensibility is because you have the same experience.
Yeah. I mean, I used to say it to my friend would always make fun of me. He'd be like, you're racist because you want to date Jewish.
Right.
He would turn it on me. So he would fuck with me. He was joking, but he'd be like, because I would say I want to date a Jewish girl. I'm looking to be with someone who's Jewish. And he would be like, well, you're anti everybody else. And I go, that's a way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I could understand where you're coming from. My response, the rebuttal to that was, I think that I will have more in common with this person
right.
just by the fact of how I was brought up, that they were probably brought up with similar traditions, similar type of inside language with their family, that will be a better couple. I'm playing, I don't want to fucking get to a point where I'm 6 years in with someone and I go, well, I don't even have any idea what their family's like. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just think that there's like a familial thing with someone that you share. And I'm extrapolating this to the person who lives in the city versus the suburb thing.
It's a religion.
It's a certain you have made choices. Everyone could say to themselves, if you live in,
it's all right. It's all right. It's an indicative of your values. You value living in the city.
This is what I'm saying. So you could literally go, I don't feel, fuck this. I'm not spending whatever amount it is to live in the city, whatever city that is, Chicago, LA, New York, Atlanta. I don't want to live in this section of town. I'm going to live in the suburbs and save a ton of money. That's a certain sensibility.
Right.
That's not. So, you know, so if we're going to boil it down to are you shallow versus not shallow? To me, that's a fine reason. No, we share certain sensibilities. If you live in this major city. The other side of that is this person's a liar cheat. You know, like I do think if you change your location, like this happens a lot when guys go on business trips.
Okay.
They'll change the location to where they're going on the business trip.
Well, that makes sense if they're looking to like go out or date or get to find a date there.
They're looking to fuck up there.
Sure.
Because they can't fuck in their own town.
Some guys would write like, I'm actually from whatever town, but like here on vacation, here looking on, to have a good time, which I usually would swipe left on.
Exactly.
Right.
And a lot of guys know that. Will say, will not even say that. They'll go, just have that be their profile. Right. Start talking.
Not
they go,
tell you until
well,
the end.
Actually, so they'll get to know you. You'll be like, oh, wow, this is like kind of a prospect. We're going to go on a date.
Right.
Yeah, let's go do
but
drinks.
Someone could do that to you in person, too.
Could do that to you in person. Right. But this is all.
I work in finance and I'm a bank teller.
And yeah, yeah, exactly. Or, I work at finance and I'm here for a couple days. You meet them at a bar somewhere.
Right.
Oh, you're here a couple days? Well, okay, cool. We just had this whole long conversation.
Right, you've already invested.
Yeah. So yeah. I think like whenever someone starts on a lie, they're a liar because they don't want to have to maybe lose you.
Or lose prospects.
This. Yeah,
right,
lose prospects. And again, then there's the other side of it, it's a sensibility thing. And that's I think that's totally okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay to like have preferences that other people don't agree with. And those are called like your values, your preferences, your signaling indicators. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like just because that person's Jewish or from the city doesn't mean that they are a match, but it means they are more likely to be a match than someone who is not.
Have I told the story? My friend, he was dating this girl. They were like really serious and like we knew each other from like summer camp. I haven't told the story.
I don't think so.
My friend was with this girl. Like they're like fucking like together. Like they're going to get married.
Okay.
Okay.
Still?
Not anymore.
Let's hear the story. Okay.
So they were like engaged.
And he found out she went to a rival sleepaway camp.
Even worse.
Okay.
So they're engaged. Okay. I'm hanging out with them. Her friend is with her. So it's like I'm his friend hanging with the couple. And then she has a friend there hanging with the couple. And the friend hanging with the friend was like, how does Jared and him know each other? And the fiance, she goes, oh, they went to Jew camp together.
Oh, I vaguely recall something like this. I didn't know they broke up over it.
Not over this.
Okay.
But I remember hearing that. And listen, I kind of roll my eyes at people who say like Jew camp, you know, the way just you could tell in the tone, you know, you can tell when someone's laughing with you and at you. It's kind of like
laughing
just
at you.
Like this. Okay. The tone of it was like. And the weird part to me is like him and I know each other very well from this summer camp. Right. We both have like value the relationship we have due to this place. We value the place.
Right.
Like it's not like some like it's not like, you know, some kid's toy to us.
Okay.
You know, it's more.
Yeah. Jewish kids, I have to say, are very serious about fucking summer camp.
Well, I think you're. Well, this is the thing.
Not to diminish the value of the story and the observation.
Sure.
But I do think people there. I didn't really go. I was like one of the rare Jewish kids in my town that didn't go to sleepaway camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the kids would come home from sleepaway camp and they were so fucking obnoxious about sleepaway camp that I was like, where do you think you just like, did you just go to like Paris?
Well,
like the way that they would talk, like, I wish I were in camp right now. It's like, well, I'm fucking right here.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
What's wrong with this relationship?
Right, like I'm here. I'm in your hometown. And if you'd rather be in camp, then go back to camp.
I would compare it to Game of Thrones.
Okay.
You know, the people.
So you were right.
So there's people that like, yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, you don't know it. Oh my God. If you only knew. Too late to catch up though.
Right.
You know, like, and you're like, okay, get the fuck away from me. And then there's also the people that are like, fuck Game of Thrones. Those are the same people.
Okay.
To me, they're the same people. It's the people that
are really into it or really against it.
They're both the same.
Right.
They hate each other, but they're the same.
Okay.
So it's the same with camp people. Like, you could be the person that's like, oh, you don't even understand. That's not, you know, like, I'm just saying, if you had a grandmother.
Like, camp is not a game to us.
Not a game to us. But if you had a grandmother's house that you went to every summer and you met like the neighbor at your grandmother's house and you're like, and you guys knew each other from this one, you know, podunk town that your grandmother lived in. You're like, you guys talked about it lovingly.
I get what you're saying.
And
you're
then
diminishing the experience.
I was your fiance and I was like, yeah, it's just stupid fucking grandma. You know, like you'd be like, okay, this guy doesn't even respect the own experience. And I remember hearing that. And it, to me, it was a lack of respect for someone's childhood, literal childhood.
You don't respect Cam, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of my life. And it's not even an all camp thing, because I hear about other people's camps, and I'm like, this sounds like Hoboken of camps to me.
You went to fancy camp?
Yeah. Come on. So I, but then like the Jewish thing, they'll be, oh, it's a Jew. And I'm like, well, there was no religion. You know, like now you have to, whatever. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, this, you guys don't even know each other. Like,
or respect each other's thing.
And it's like, that's like, what I could see, like, if someone, you know, like, that's what you're trying to get away from.
So do they get married
and divorced?
And divorced.
Yeah,
you could have called it.
I called it right there.
How long are they married?
A couple years.
Okay,
but you, this is the thing though, like, if you don't respect someone's, you know,
yeah,
she was value system.
She was rooting for the blue team in Color War. Fucking
exactly.
Bitch.
But if you met someone that guilted you into a date by calling you shallow,
right,
then you guys like end up hitting it off in some way, and then he always calls you that shallow city bitch.
Right.
You know, you're going to be like,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Right. Yeah.
To bring it all around,
you've got to be like intrigued by the differences, not like sort of like
not respect them and
them.
Judge. Yeah.
Right. I agree with that.
So is, you know, we're all snobs, you know, like, I mean, like, we all are snobby about something.
That's true.
So,
and it's okay. You can be, you can, it's called having like opinions and values, and they might
taste.
Be different. They might be different than other people's, and that's okay. So
listen,
it's okay to call out the city slickers.
If you're in your 20s and you live in Scarsdale, you should be alone the rest of your life.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Or find yourself a divorced dad.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's talk some awkward sex. You ready?
Let's do it.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed, but let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Jared and Jordana. I've been listening to this podcast for a while, and I love it. I recently dove headfirst into the dating world in my mid-20s after being a bit of a late bloomer, and y'all have been a lifesaver. I've been recommending you up to all my single friends. I like, we should do a all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Recommend you up, all the single ladies.
I think we have a remix right there.
There it is.
Released on iTunes soon.
I wanted to share an awkward sexual-ish experience I recently had. I have a severe, and I mean severe, peanut allergy.
Would you date someone with a peanut allergy?
Yeah, if it's severe.
I've seen you come in here with a lot of...
I got a lot of nut products.
A lot of... Yeah. Your peanut allergy is...
I'm like a walking peanut kryptonite. Allergy problem. Yeah. I don't think she'd be able to ever like kiss me.
Yeah, that would be bad. Would you give up... For the right girl, would you give up peanut-based products?
I'd have to figure out what... Because I use it
instead
for like...
Instead of going out and doing drugs with your friends, yeah. You go out and you like just go ham on a Reese's.
Hitting up that, yeah, hitting up, snorting Reese's crushed up. I would have to figure out, because you use peanut butter as like a health substitute,
yeah,
like
you,
a snack.
You have like a little
spoon and shit. Yeah. So I would have to find out how I would switch it around. I would really have to care about the person. I've had to go to the hospital several times with life-threatening symptoms, so I always make sure to tell people I date about my allergy really early on. In this case, I remember clearly that I told this guy on the first date because it ended up coming up naturally in conversation. I explicitly told him that he should avoid eating peanuts around me or even on days that he's going to see me, because even touching the oil or dust can land me in the emergency room.
That's intense.
If that's how bad my allergy is... I'm saying it more than once.
Really? Like,
yeah.
But you don't want to be like annoying about it. I can see
I'm
why she's like,
I'm going to be annoying about it. It's life or death.
Bring a waiver to sign.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to like the way she explains it here. I said on the very first day because it ended up coming up naturally in conversation. He's not listening. Like, I wouldn't trust right. that he heard that.
The peanut allergy should be your rate, review, and subscribe. You've got to drill
yeah,
it
drill
into
it
the
in.
Heads of whoever you were seeing.
Yes. UUP
and
at Betches.com.
I will die if you bring yeah. out a peanut.
Peanuts kill me yes. at Betches.com.
Exactly.
Peanuts kill me at Betches.com.
Right.
Peanuts
send it in.
kill me at Betches.com. Yeah, I would be sitting there screaming
right.
at them.
And then when you finally, then you can talk about something else.
This is just a little too cash for me. I explicitly told him that I should. Okay. I mean, even touching the dust and oil is like.
That's intense.
Anyways, several dates later, like, you know, like she says the very first date, then several dates later, like, give the guy a break. Like, I don't know. We've already hooked up at this point, and I'm over at his place. We're making out in his bed. My lips start to feel tingly, and I'm starting to feel itchy around my mouth, face, neck. I got up to freshen up in the bathroom, and when I look in the mirror, my face is all red, and I'm breaking out in welts. I looked at my date and asked him if he had eaten anything with peanuts earlier that day. He looked at me
she probably said that as a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
My face is like the size of a balloon.
Yeah.
Hey, peanuts in here.
Is it just me? Yeah, she looks like one of the Walking Dead.
Peanuts here. Yeah.
I'd be like, call the. Why are you spending time on 20 questions? Ambulance, dying. That would be my. I wouldn't spend time on like, hey, just wondering.
Have you had any peanut based products?
I'm not,
possibly. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but
I know I.
Very polite.
I know I look like a lip that needs chapstick during the summer.
Oh my god.
We're making out his bed. Okay.
He looked at me.
My face is all red. I'm bringing out welts. I looked at my date and asked him if he had eaten anything with peanuts earlier that day. He looked at me and then looked at his desk beside his bed. Sitting on the desk is one of those massive 16-ounce cans of Planters peanuts.
That's
it's like. That's like having the garlic next to the bed when you hook up with a vampire.
Oh my god. That is crazy.
The 16-ounce can. It's like he tried to kill you.
She didn't notice that?
That's attempted murder.
Right?
That's
eating, just casually eating the peanuts.
Yeah.
Who even eats that as a snack?
I'm going to defend him on that one. I'm a big
peanuts
peanut
out of
guy.
A big-ass jar of peanuts just from your bed?
I mean, it's a comically large thing of peanuts for a girl that's deathly ill when it comes to peanuts.
If I were him, when she said something about the peanut allergy, I'd be like, oh, well, like, I really love peanuts as a snack, so like, I'll try to remember that.
I don't know. It's the way she wrote it in the email wasn't like, no, I stop every date
oh my
and
God.
Make sure they know.
Or maybe like check the count, the I guess maybe she just didn't see it.
He had literally been eating straight peanuts in bed immediately before I came over. I like that she talks about it like it's vodka drinking from the bottle. He's just sitting there
snorting crack cocaine immediately before I got there. It was everywhere.
We had to rush to the pharmacy and buy Benadryl. Luckily, that was all I needed and the reaction didn't get too severe. By the way, I had to drive and he didn't pay for the Benadryl. That's really
not a
manly
move.
I know we don't speak in, you know, those gender roles anymore, but I can't understand looking at a guy in a masculine way anymore when he's like, when you're welted up all over your face and he's like, you drive.
Right. And then he just like stands there while you pay for there's nothing more awkward as a woman than paying for something and having a guy watch you pay for it.
Why?
And doesn't, because, and not offer to do anything. Like, well, at least
just like, even like I'm the just, attempt.
Any, yeah. I'm just like, when you pull out your wallet or your credit card and the guy just kind of like looks at you and you're
good luck.
Right.
Have fun.
Ooh, that's pricey. Interesting. Okay.
Hope you have insurance. And he claimed to not remember telling him about the allergy. He obviously didn't remember.
He was trying to murder you.
He was trying to kill you? Is that really what you think?
That could be a new murder mystery.
Great episode of SVU.
Right, he knew, and he was...
It was the peanuts the whole time.
Exactly.
I do carry an EpiPen on me for emergencies, but thankfully it wasn't necessary this time. Anyways, I'm glad I didn't, die, because that would have been an awkward experience for everyone involved. I've already gone ahead and named this one for you. The EpiPenis. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay. I'll take it.
Those are her
ha's. I can't think of anything better.
Well, she didn't use an EpiPen.
She thought about it.
I would call this peanuts.
There you go.
This is peanuts. Nuts.
Yes.
Needless to say, this relationship did not work out. Sincerely, highly allergic Angelino. Peanuts.
I like peanuts.
You got anything else? I mean, EpiPenis is funny, but she didn't use an EpiPen.
The planters.
The Benadryl.
I like that.
Now I'm just using the words in different cadences.
EpiPenis, planters.
Planters
peen.
Planters peen. The Walking Dead. I mean, just because she looked like feels like a Walking Dead character.
And almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
has anything like this ever happened to you?
No, I don't have any allergies. Do you?
I have no allergies. No allergies whatsoever.
I don't think I've ever been with someone who had
I'm trying to think if I've ever dated someone with severe anything like that, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Red flag or deal breaker?
I think deal breaker only because of his reaction afterwards. He didn't seem concerned enough about her.
Yeah. I don't know if
more
he should
than
have,
the peanut
should
thing
he
is,
have paid?
He should have at least offered.
Offered.
I think he should have insisted.
Hey, let me get this.
Yeah. Hey, I feel terrible that I didn't
brought
hear
the
you.
Peanuts right. into this situation,
and they could fight over it maybe or something. The fact that he didn't even offer and he did bring the jar of peanuts is a little bit
hilariously
a little
large.
Rude to me.
Yeah.
He's eating them in bed. In bed,
he's throwing them into his mouth.
He's marinating his hands in the peanut and then touching her whole face and vagina.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy.
He has peanut flavored lube.
It is. It's like he took a peanut bath.
Right.
He's like a seal.
With the peanuts on his
stomach.
The allergic reaction I could get over, but I feel like he was not
an otter.
He was
chivalrous
enough.
Yeah, he should have been a little more chivalrous. I mean, drive her to. Men should always. I know this is old school and sounds old, but
is it her car?
Guy, drive. If she's in pain,
yeah,
fucking
she's in pain. Definitely.
Let her deal with the pain, and
not
you
the
fucking
road.
Drive.
Yeah, this guy seems.
I can't imagine being
that
in that passenger seat. I'd feel embarrassed.
And remember now, next time, to scream your allergy from the rooftops.
Yeah, I'd be a little more insistent. I wouldn't be as embarrassed. I don't want to be awkward. Right. No, you die from peanuts.
Just end every text you send with, by the way, don't forget my peanut allergy. Don't bring peanuts.
Well, the thing is, the problem with what's going on in the world today is all these people trying to acquire everyone else's struggles.
Okay.
So you know, it makes this person who's deathly,
who actually has a real issue with food,
real right. issue with peanut allergy, be like a little embarrassed. And it's like, she has no reason to be embarrassed.
Right.
She's only embarrassed because of there's just all this white noise of people going, well, oh allergy
food
people.
Makes are, my tummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And then them getting made fun of.
Right.
And so now it's like kind of affecting these people who are like, no, I have like I have
the collateral damage.
Yeah. Like I know a guy who's like a real gluten issue, and he's like, I love these people that lie about their gluten allergy because now there's a whole section in the store. He's like,
right.
Growing up,
yeah,
there was half a shelf.
It's trendy.
Now that it's trendy, I got the world is my oyster. I can eat all these things that I never actually couldn't eat because some asshole's an asshole.
Right.
So that's like a different way of looking at
it. He's the positive side.
The negative is like, oh, don't worry about little old me. Just a
gonna
deathly
die.
Peanut allergy.
Right. That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Peanut butter's great. I feel bad for you.
I love peanut butter.
But even you would give it up for the right girl.
For the right girl. UUP at Betches.com. Send in your awkward sexual experience to UUP@Betches.com. Let's do some emails.
All right. Hi, Jared and Jordana. I've been dating a guy for a few weeks and things have been going well so far. We have a lot of fun together and both seem interested in continuing to date. About a week ago, he left for a 3-week trip abroad. Knowing Jared's warning about trips and holidays, I'm
beware the trips and holidays.
And peanuts.
And peanuts.
I'm being very cautiously optimistic. Knowing Jared's warnings about trips and holidays. He's been checking in.
I like that that's become a thing. But it is real.
Yeah. I can
beware
see
the 1-week trip to Mykonos.
He's been checking in every few days. That's a good sign. Nothing major, but a quick chit-chat about with a few photos.
That's okay.
I'm happy to hear from him, but I also know that I shouldn't look too much into it. Sending a text is pretty simple, after all. Here's the thing. Before he left, we stopped using condoms, and the last couple times we had sex, I have an IUD, and we both had recently been tested for STIs. I usually don't do this unless I'm in a relationship, but I slipped up in the moment. The thing is, we haven't had any talks about being exclusive, and I know I can't expect him to not hook up while he's away, but I also don't want to keep broad-dogging it when he's back if he's been sleeping with other people. I don't want to bombard him with questions about what happened when he was away. I honestly just don't even want to know, but I'm paranoid about STIs, and I would feel more comfortable using condoms until we are exclusive. How do I bring this up without sounding like I'm prying about his potential hookups? Thanks so much. Love the podcast.
Very interesting scenario.
That is an interesting one because I feel like a lot of girls have issues where they like may have let the no condom thing slip once. And then they're kind of like, well, like I feel like
now I'm stuck in this
right,
reality.
Now I'm stuck in the no condom zone.
Yeah.
When like I didn't really want to be there, but it's almost like it's an awkward thing to have to go back to.
Interesting.
I can understand the dilemma. This adds an extra twist on it that he went on this trip, but he could have been sleeping with people at the whole time if he
well,
was
he
home.
Well, they did say she, I mean, if she trusts him, he did say that they've both been tested. And
right, but that doesn't mean that he's not continuing to sleep with other people.
Exactly.
They've never had a conversation about it. I think the way to do this would be the next time you're about to have sex, all you say is, hey, do you have a condom?
Yeah.
Or like, hey, or give him the condom. Or have the condom. Just be like, did you put on a condom?
Yeah.
I think that makes it non-awkward. You're not like bringing it up. You're not having a conversation about
it. Yeah. I think you have condoms readily available at your own apartment.
Right.
And trust that he would have condoms at his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But you get ahead of it.
Yeah.
So have condoms at your place. And I was trying to think of how I would say it to him.
Okay. I think the most awkward thing, like the least awkward thing to do is to just act as though you're already like you guys are still
using
condoms.
As if. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And if he says something like, oh, I thought we stopped doing that or like I'd rather not, then you could be like, oh, like I generally don't like to have sex with people unless I'm without a condom, unless I'm exclusively dating them.
Yeah.
And like totally fine. We don't have to like get into that. I'd just rather be safe.
Sure. And I think like owning the reality of what you guys are.
Right.
Which it sounds like she has. Like, you're like, we've hooked up a few weeks. We slipped. We're both tested, so it was fine at the time. He's going to come back, and now that we've slipped, like, I think a lot of people think they have to be the thing that, like, there's no going back.
Right. Well, I think
with certain things, like there is going back with condoms. You could look at him like, and if he said like, whoa, I thought we weren't using condoms, you can go, you just spent 3 weeks away and we're not together.
Right.
What's the deal? I mean, if you're saying you, if you want to have a whole conversation,
I think girls are afraid to do that kind of thing because they're like, they don't want a, the guy to think that they're like pressuring them into saying they're exclusive.
Sure. No, but that's, but that's, your solution.
I think that's their, that's her fear with saying that is probably she's kind of like, I don't want him to think that I'm going back to the condom thing almost as like a way to corner him into just agreeing to be exclusive.
And I've had that happen to me.
Right. Actually, I think is a tactic that's, yes, that can be used.
But but I think in this situation where it is so new, mm-hmm, your tactic is the way to go, where it's like, no, I think it's like, I think guys feel pressure where it's like, well, do you not want to use a condom? Like, I think that's, mm-hmm, when it feels like pressure. And when it doesn't feel like pressure is when you go, no, I use condoms.
Right.
It's
about me. It's about me.
This is how I'll feel comfortable. You know, like, and I think that is you. And then he'll go, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. And then, mm-hmm, maybe he'll come back up again later. Maybe he'll go, well, I didn't sleep with anyone on this trip because I kind of like was excited about what we have going on. That's like a, you know, that's,
yeah,
like a,
that's your best case scenario when you suggest the condom.
Yeah.
Because like, here's the thing. It's like, she's not going to say it to make him say that, but that would be an added bonus.
Love that. You'd be sitting there, you're smiling right now just hearing that answer.
That's like
just hearing that scenario.
That's the ideal situation, sure, for bringing that situation up. But you don't want the guy to think that's why you're bringing that up.
No, but in this scenario where you go, listen, I'm using condoms.
Well, then he might. Well, what if he's like, well, you didn't last time.
We fucked up.
Right.
I really didn't feel even comfortable doing that.
Right. I wish we didn't do that.
I kind of wish we didn't, but it happened. I'm not going to like be mad at us.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I have to live the rest of my life fucking not condomless.
Right.
You know, like I think owning it as your standard, I think like that's a kind of a theme that like we come back to a lot,
mm-hmm,
is like owning your own standard.
I agree.
And then, but like when it's put in that context, guys aren't as don't flee as much.
Right.
I think when it becomes that your standard is the standard for this whole thing, that is more pressure than I operate this way.
Yeah, because it's not about the two of you. It's about your own personal standards. What do you think about, and this made me think of another scenario, what do you think about if you were to say, if you had sex with someone and then you kind of like wish you had waited to say, can you do the same thing with sex as you do with condoms and saying like, I'd rather not continue to have sex?
I think absolutely. I think there's like a thing where girls are like, well, go on a date. They'll be like, well, we had sex that first date and I don't want to be that person. And I go,
or I kind of wish I think from my perspective, it's kind of like, well, I kind of wish I waited a little longer. I wish that I didn't have sex that soon.
What they do, I hear what you're saying, and mm-hmm, what a lot of people do, because I get DMs like this all the time where they'll go, I had sex with them, I don't want to, you know, I kind of wish I waited.
Right.
But it's like, then they're like, well, now am I in this boat where I'm that to them? I'm that just sex person? And I'm like, no, the next hangout is the next hangout.
Right. I think you can go back.
You can go. If you fuck on the first date and then that weekend at 11:30, you get a text being like, hey, come over. You can say, no, I can't come over, but I'm free for drinks this week.
Right.
That is you receiving a contract offer, looking it over, going, come on, I'm not agreeing to this. I'm not interested in this. I was interested in it before. That's okay.
Right.
And then if he said, well, you did that before, you go, that was then. This is a new, every date is a new contract offer.
Right. You don't, just because you have done something doesn't, I mean, if that were the case, then guys would still be like trying to impress us years into a relationship, which they're not doing. So they've,
but this is also like a standard, mm-hmm, thing where you say, yeah, I have sex when I want to have sex. You know, like I don't have sex because I had sex.
Right. If I didn't feel super comfortable, if I didn't like that experience, if I didn't feel like I was ready and I did that too soon, I'm entitled to wait as long as I want to continue to do that.
So like, and like the guy, and you have to be ready for the guy to go, well, I don't want that new contract. I think we're going to leave the negotiation table.
Well, then you know it's not,
and it's not real. Right. And it's like, that is that's an answer you have to be unafraid of hearing.
Right.
And that's the reason people don't do that. They go, oh, I can't on Saturday. Instead of going, no, I'm sleeping. Let's do drinks this week.
Right. I think that's like a good point. And then you're right. You're basically putting forward the renegotiation.
Here's, yeah.
They could take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. And it's the same for this condom thing.
I agree.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's do another email. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, J&J, can you guys talk about how to approach taking compliments on dating apps, i.e. what's appropriate and when they're okay, not okay, and how to respond to them in the right way? Whenever a guy starts out an app conversation with a comment such as, your pics are so sexy, I'm immediately a bit skeeved out. Do you want to speak to this or go through the email?
We can go through the email. I think she's got more to
say. And I can usually tell things won't be going well from there on. Earlier this week, a guy on Bumble started out by commenting a photo I had my profile. And after I said thank you, he immediately asked me to send him nudes. Oh, man.
Wow. She said she's thankful.
Yeah.
Show me how thankful.
How does that conversation go? Hey, that picture's hot.
Thanks.
Can I see your tits?
No. At least buy me dinner.
I just love that.
I'm sure that happens a lot.
Of course. Yeah. Listen, this is stupid. You know, like, said thank you, immediately asked me for send him nudes. Another guy started telling me I have beautiful eyes, but then asked me to share what I like best about his photos, specifically asking if I would like to see more without his clothes on. I know that not all men who say nice things on dating apps have nefarious intentions, but there are definitely right and wrong ways to go about them. Absolutely. This doesn't, just because you're on a dating app doesn't mean like the societal conversation rules don't apply.
Right, you wouldn't say that in a bar, hopefully.
Or you would. You know,
and
like,
then you'd know.
Yeah. I also don't mean to downplay compliments, as they feel good and are a nice way to show you're interested in someone. But I wonder if guys understand how creepy they come off early in an interaction, especially when you're essentially talking to a complete stranger. So, his and hers opinion on this. Thanks, everything you guys are doing. What do you think?
I think that it's always a bad sign when a guy goes for the physical thing, very initially. If I'm not looking to hook up, if I'm looking for like to date or for a relationship, I'm not looking for a guy to like immediately start with sex or start with a physical compliment. I'd rather, the pictures are out there. Like we all like, you know, know what's
sure.
Good. My thought on this, where she might be encountering this a lot, is if her pictures are maybe a little bit more on the sexual side, yeah. where a guy is sort of interpret. If this is happening like frequently and you find this as a pattern, yeah. I feel like she might be kind of leading with sex, and then the guys are kind of taking that as like, this is what she wants, or she's down to hook just to hook up, and I'm going to get right into it.
I have lots to say about this.
Okay,
it is. It's these are the least funny, thoughtful guys that do this shit.
Let's start with that.
The compliment thing, you're so beautiful, is like,
that could be said to anyone about anything.
Anything
too.
About anyone.
Great and eyes.
Also, the whole premise of a dating app is that you thought the person was hot.
Right. Otherwise, you wouldn't have matched.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're stating the obvious. So that means you're not very creative. You're not very thoughtful. You don't really. And so that's like one thing.
Right.
The other thing is the, I had a lot to say and now I'm like, if you feel skeeved out by a compliment, don't respond.
Yeah. You don't like, need to say thank
just,
you. I
just
agree
goodbye.
With that. Right.
Goodbye. This is not right. the match.
If they
this
start, person, if they start with it, well, she could think maybe, it's like, there's no such thing as an innocent physical compliment.
Well, this is, well,
even if it's like, you think like you have great eyes is like almost like a sneaky, douchier one, because they're like trying to pretend that it's
that
like
they're a good guy,
a non,
under, yeah.
like ass
it's,
boobs
it's
compliment.
The wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right, that's almost,
you know?
Worse than you have a great ass.
Sure,
because like, it's like more predatory.
Guys bring up sex to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just having this conversation with a woman last night. She was telling me that this guy over the, you know, when they were texting, brought up licking butt.
Okay.
First of all, I'm a fan. Okay.
Okay.
It's not here to judge.
Right. It's not about that.
And I go, but it's not about that. Guys will bring up, if they bring up sex, so sex, if you will go along with sexual conversation, you will be more likely to have sex.
Right.
So that's, it's a test. All these guys are doing are seeing it, and I, listen.
I've seen, you know what I've seen a lot? You have a great smile.
Yeah,
even that, I think, is like a kid is leading to the sexual.
It's also something
thing.
That took no thought to put into writing right. to you. Everyone has a great smile, you know, if to somebody.
Right.
So
I agree.
You had no, you knew that was a pre-approved written
right.
thing.
It's like, again, slightly predatory in the
yeah.
nice eyes category of like pseudo not sexual.
But this is the thing. The more, if you go along with nice eyes, if that's something that gets you.
Right. They're going to assume you're down for more.
So then it's nice eyes. Oh, I can't stop looking at your body. You're so my type. Oh, my God.
What are you wearing?
What are you, you know, we should go out sometime.
Right.
You want to, what are you, what's your Snap name? You know, what are yeah. you on Snap? Let me send you some pictures. That's how this whole thing goes. It's like breadcrumbing you towards fucking.
Right.
And I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not apologizing for the behavior. I'm also not against a woman being like, I'm here for fucking too.
Right. That's, that,
and
that's
he's
totally
here to talk.
Fine.
Like that woman last night I was talking to, she said, I'm going out with a guy. And I right. go, then don't be surprised.
Yeah.
That you're starting day one at licking butt.
Yeah. If that's what you're, the way it begins is the way it goes.
It's, that's the way it goes.
Right,
so
yeah.
anytime a guy, like when a girl's like, look how sexual he's being, I go, okay, but you can just, you're not
just
gonna change
answer.
That
right,
you're not gonna be yeah. the one that changes his mind.
That's what he's looking for. It's almost more refreshing that
yeah.
way, because you're like, oh, I don't even need to screen this person, they've done it for me.
Absolutely. And on the subject of sexualized pictures, I remember a friend of mine, she was like showing me her app, and she was like telling me she was getting all these messages over Facebook.
Okay.
From people that saw her on the app, didn't match with her, and were like, hey, it's me, I saw you on the app.
Right.
And I had to find you. She's
That's
like, I don't
worst.
Even have, she goes, I don't even have my fucking Instagram up. I don't have my name up. All
they
it is
find
my,
her. Right.
They found her. And I said to her, I go, it's your first pictures, a lot of cleavage.
Right.
And she was like, and I go, this, you know, someone might be listening going, come on, fuck off.
Well,
but if your first picture, And I said to her, I go, this first picture is fucking blood in the water for sharks. You guys are seeing this and going, oh my God, I need those fucking tits. And it's like, that's not right, right, but that's
the
reality.
Female dilemma. It's like, you want a picture that's alluring enough that you get a lot of people who are trying to swipe right or match with you.
Sure.
But not so alluring that people think that that's, that
but
you're,
you know,
only there for that.
But you know the pic, I mean.
So I'm saying it is a fine line. There's obviously pictures which are very blatantly sexual and very blatantly leading with sex, which I don't recommend doing if you're looking, to like date and have a relationship. I recommend not doing that. But if you were looking to hook up, that, who cares?
But you're gonna get those types of messages from those types of guys,
right? Well, I can see where a girl's like, well, how do I win here? If I put a dress on that doesn't show any shape or my body, then like the guy might not even like want to keep looking. And if I'm showing something where I'm in a bikini, then like then I'm gonna get a dick pic.
I come back to the foot. The guy,
right?
You're just, because you're in a dress that doesn't show skin, doesn't mean the guy can't imagine skin. The guy,
but he has 2 seconds to decide if the swipe right or the swipe left.
But the 2 seconds isn't all tit.
Okay,
you know, the 2 seconds is you're my type, you're my type, you're my type, you're my type. Then when they go back and review the catch. You know, what did we get with the net that went out?
Right, they're looking.
You know, now they're going through.
Inspecting which fish they're going to throw back into the water.
Exactly. Okay. Now they're measuring the claws on the king crabs.
Right.
This one's big enough for me to fuck. This one's big enough for me to go. You know, like this one goes back in the ocean.
Okay.
So I think we, you know, these aren't comfortable realities. I understand that. Like everything I'm saying right now,
it can be a fine line.
Absolutely.
Between like a picture where you think that you think is flattering, where you look good.
Totally.
And a picture where you're leading with what you don't want to be leading with.
It's if your mom would comment on the picture, the guy would comment on it.
Okay.
You know, like if your mom was like, boy, this is a very booby picture. You know, like whatever a mom would say.
Right.
The man is going to come with the sexualized version of your mom comment. Like if your mom said you're showing off a lot of cleavage, the guy would go, love your tits.
Right.
You know, like there's going to be a male, I want to fuck you version of the disappointed mom version.
Right. So I think that's a good thing to remember when picking your photos. Yeah.
I think that's a part of it. But
again, if you can have those photos up and just ignore every guy that starts like that too.
Yeah. And it's just like just know that anything sexualized about looks is going to lead to more about looks and sexualization.
Right.
And that's, you know, that girl, the woman I was talking to, she was like, we're going on that date. I was like, and she was like, I'm dating around. She was like telling me that she was dating a lot of people. Okay. And then she was like, there's another guy I'm dating. We haven't even kissed. And I go, And we've been on 5 dates. We haven't even kissed yet. And I go, that's probably a lot of the reason you're going on the date with the guy that talked about licking butt. You know, like right. You're just like, you're looking for the yin to the yang of this, you know, non-kisser. So
that's true.
You know, it's all understandable and it's all gross, but it's all about having self-responsibility too.
I agree. So keep that in mind.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/UUP.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Let's play some games.
Jordana just got so disgusted by every man ever in the history of
men. I now have a, through you, I've gotten a deep, deep look.
This is why I'm here.
Brain.
I'm here for the, for you know.
Right. It's a section. I know it all now.
I've turned against my own.
You're revealing secrets, trade secrets.
Remember that show that had the show that used to be on like History Channel, like Secrets?
No.
They would do this like
what year
secrets.
Did this come out?
Long time ago. And it shows how old I am. It's but it used to be this show that was on that would be like, we're going to teach you about Egypt, the secrets of Egypt. And then it would, and then every time they go, we're going to teach you the secrets of Egypt. And then they go, secrets. It was just so creepy.
That sounds exciting though. Yeah. I would check it out.
Let's play some games.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker. The guy and I were at a cocktail bar in New York City. Mid conversation, he stops and says, I'm like really hungry right now and I have a cookie in my pocket and I'm going to eat it. In my head, I'm like, is this grandma's cookie? Pot cookie? He pulls out a Quest Bar protein cookie, half eaten. And I'm like, are you hungry? We can go eat. Like, it's New York City. You can get a slice of pizza next door for a dollar. Anyway, we ended up going to a bar and getting appetizers. He asked me out again, and I agreed because I believe in second chances, and he's hot. Anyway, would this be a red flag or a deal breaker? I feel like you do this.
I do this. Well, the
would you do this on a date?
He's hot because he eats the protein bar. This guy is a health person and he's trying to portion out meals and he doesn't want to overeat.
Did you do that on dates?
I would eat, like, I would try and like eat
bring
before
out some
a
peanuts.
Date. Little, yeah. Hopefully she had a peanut allergy. I could kill her.
You pull out the peanuts after sex so that you don't have to worry about calling her back.
Exactly. There. So then, oh, time to go. Spreading out my peanuts everywhere.
You just chase her out the door with a bottle of, a jar of Skippy.
Oh, what's this? Ooh. And throw it at her. I get it.
You're
like,
fine.
I hate, like, listen, my whole life is a series of trying to be healthy
and fun
and choosing my spots and choosing when I'm going to be unhealthy, when I'm going to be healthy. Dating is an unhealthy thing.
Right.
Like, you have to go out, you got to drink. And if you're like going to get appetizers and you're worried about overeating and all that stuff, like, I can understand.
I agree. And I also like kind of feel like I would be a little turned off by it, I think. I think just because of the sense of like, oh, like you're eating without me and
yeah,
like this.
He should have done it cooler. He could have gone in the bathroom and
like
just
a
eaten
complex
in there.
About food.
Of course.
Right.
This guy has a major complex right. about food. I know exactly what his complex is.
That to me would be a little worrisome to me. But like, I think for some people wouldn't mind it. For me, it's I don't think it's a deal breaker, but it's a red flag. If a girl did this, are you fine with it?
I would be more on board with it because then I would know, like,
you could
oh,
do that
she
too.
Gets it.
She's
yeah.
like, oh, she's got her, she's got her Quest bar.
Yeah.
I could
hypothetically, like, right. not go on a date. I could be like, can we just do drinks later? I don't feel like eating a big dinner. And she would understand.
Right.
Like, I would think you, like, I'd be like,
you're fine with
like,
your.
Like, I have a friend that, like, he always plans, like, Monday, we're going to get together and all eat and drink and get fucked up. And I'm like, can I just get off the weekend first?
Right.
Can I get
healthy first before I become disgusting again?
Exactly. And right. he never understands that.
Does he have a fast metabolism?
He just is an asshole. You know, like, you know, it's always like, we're going out Tuesday, 2 p.m., we're doing lunch, then dinner, then late night eats. And you're like, can I get off of, I
right.
still feel like shifting the weekend.
I can't handle this.
I can't handle this.
Right.
You know, and some people don't, will
and
not
sucks
understand
to have to
that.
Say that because you're kind of like,
you're
I'm
always the
not
buzzkill.
Down for whatever anymore.
Always. I mean, like, even ordering healthy, people get weird about. When you order healthy, people get, people can't
right.
make it not about them.
Because, I mean, it's just less fun to eat unhealthy with someone who's eating. It's like drinking. It's less fun to drink alone.
But it's not a judgment on you.
No, I get that. I get that. when I'm with people who are eating healthier, I'm more inclined to eat healthier, which is probably a good thing. But I'm also kind of like, I don't feel as, I feel guiltier now about ordering the fries than I did before.
Sure.
You got,
I mean,
here.
The worst is when waiters do it to you.
When they do what?
I got like an egg white omelet. Mm-hmm. And like the waiter was like, look at you being healthy.
Right.
I was like, what?
You're shaming me?
Yeah. That's not even like a compliment.
Vegas is not a healthy city. So no. Props to you for keeping it healthy.
I tried my best.
Well, now that you're in, that's one of the benefits of being in a relationship. You can do your annoying, weird shit without having to be judged.
But it's also the negative of being in a relationship.
Right.
Because the negative is you don't want to do dinner with me. It's Wednesday. We need to go on a dinner date. And I'm like, no, I need to eat a turkey sandwich with nothing on it to fucking feel like a normal person.
Yeah.
Everyone's
that's
like,
true.
Oh, this is why he's been single.
It's bad. I mean, yeah, I see both sides to it, too. I feel like I definitely gain weight in a relationship, at least in the beginning.
That's the thing, because you're going out.
It fucks up your habits.
Yeah, and you're like just trying to find a good schedule.
Yeah.
And no one, everyone takes your schedule personally.
That's true. Well, this guy should just make his weird shit. Like,
he should have eaten it in the bathroom, yeah, if I were him.
Eat it in your car before you get to the date. Don't make it weird.
Let's do another. She met someone on a dating app who she exchanged numbers with, but every time he'd contact her, it'd be via FaceTime. At work, FaceTime. Working out, FaceTime. Going to sleep, FaceTime. For additional context, a FaceTime would normally be after one text on his end and then one response back from her.
So red flag or deal breaker? Would you give FaceTime guy or girl a chance?
I couldn't do it. It's too much.
I couldn't do it, and it's for very reasons that you wouldn't think.
Okay.
I don't mind a FaceTime.
Sure.
I don't like, especially in the beginning of dating, I don't like having to always like look put together.
Sure.
It's like very, it's a lot. Like when we get ready for a date, like you know that. Like girls, we take like hours.
Sure, sure, sure.
I don't need to be like impromptu having to worry about like how my hair looks every day because you need to fucking FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Eventually that goes away, mm-hmm. obviously. We reveal our true selves. Our true monster-looking banshee selves.
Who is this?
In the beginning, you got to keep up like a little bit of a sexy allure, and FaceTime is not mysterious.
What bothers me about this FaceTime person is they can never... They always make it you a deep-seated, rooted issue with you.
Right.
When people do this shit, they're normal. You're crazy.
Because you don't like to.
So they'll go, oh, do you have a problem? You don't want to talk on the phone?
Do you have a problem with intimacy?
You don't like seeing me? What are you hiding? It's like, no, you're a crazy person who doesn't communicate like the rest of us.
That's
normal
people.
That's
not how it's done these days. It's like,
you're crazy.
If someone wanted to communicate with you via telegram.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, that's not how it's done anymore.
Oh what? You don't want to write poetry to me via a crow that drops it off? You
know, exactly.
Like, no, you're crazy.
You're the crazy one. I agree with that. So you'd be out?
Out.
I like that they text before to make sure they're available.
Yeah. Hey, you there?
Can't even be like, oh, I wasn't around. Like, they make sure that you're around.
I would be
waiting
so busy, this
text.
Person would think I'm fucking president.
Also, what
of
kind of a person can fucking FaceTime you at work? What kind of a loser, unemployed person is this?
Yeah, this person has too much time.
Or a comedian by night.
Yeah, it's me.
Yes.
Surprise.
All right. This guy wrote in with a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
I don't totally get how it works, but I thought we'd try it.
Okay, you fuck one, you marry one, you kill one.
Yeah, I know that part, but like with inanimate objects or...
Well, I've done this with like fast food. I've done it with a bunch of different things.
So he says the chef, the babysitter, and the housekeeper. Fuck, marry, kill.
So you have a chef, you have a babysitter, and you have a housekeeper.
I think you marry the babysitter so they can take care of your kids so you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't, you want, from all my friends with kids, the ones with nannies and thing and help.
Are better relationships.
Are doing okay.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot.
That to me feels like the most useful, like I've never had a chef, so I don't know what it's like to have a chef.
Well, you wouldn't have to pull out a Quest bar.
Yeah,
you would have had
well,
your
that'd be, that'd make things
your
easier.
Your chef already knew what your dietary restrictions
exactly.
are.
I've always said like, the best thing in the world would be to have a chef on staff and you'd be like, these are the calories.
Right.
This is all
make
you
it
cook.
Happen.
Every day you get me to this number and then I'm done. That would be great. That's how these, like, you know, when you talk about like the Kardashians and like, you know, all these people, like, you know, these movie stars that get in great shape for movies. It's like, yeah.
Right.
They did this
with
a chef. Well,
that was my issue with Rob Kardashian, because I was like, you've got all this stuff and you're still fat.
I mean, he's got to have...
I get that it's a mental thing.
That came off slightly insensitive.
But I do think it's kind of like, come on, you got every resource available to you.
Well, that just shows you how off the deep end he must be.
Right.
Like, it's got to be tough being him.
So we're marrying the babysitter.
Yeah,
I'm having sex with the chef.
No, I'm marrying the babysitter. I'm fucking the housekeeper. And I'm killing the chef because I don't know what it's like to have a chef, so I can live without it. I wouldn't miss it.
I feel like the chef is like a sexier thing to have.
The chef is amazing.
And the house, I don't really
know. You're not fucking, do you understand?
It's like,
you're saying that you'd get them the amount. You'd have the babysitter, you marry the babysitter, you have a babysitter at all times for your kids.
Oh, okay. It's like,
you fuck the chef, you're like, every now and again, every now and again, you get a chef.
Oh, in that case, I would have sex with the housekeeper.
Yeah. Every couple months, okay. You got a housekeeper that comes in and cleans the place.
I thought you actually have to have sex with the chef.
No.
Like, these are their professions.
Now
I get it.
Let's play that way, too.
Okay.
That's a good way to play. So these are the people you're dating's professions.
Right. Well, then I'm also marrying the babysitter, and I'm also having sex with the chef. This time I'm having sex with the chef, and I'm killing the housekeeper. I can clean my own house.
Oh, I don't... No, I
same answer.
This is tougher now. Because now
I feel like
it's
you might marry the chef.
See, it's kind of like, well, it's like the Seinfeld episode. When you date a masseuse, you never get the massage.
Right.
So I think that's the same with the chef.
Yeah. But they might cook you something when they're trying to impress you, which is why you'd have sex with them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm fucking the chef. I'm marrying the babysitter because this is someone who's caring and thoughtful,
right,
and good with children, aka my nuts.
I'm gonna remind your wife, I mean, your future wife, to hire an ugly nanny, because you just made that sound way too appealing.
Kill the housekeeper because that person's an anal, you know, annoying person.
Right.
Like, they're the person that's like, hey, take your shoes off.
Right. Just clean
them. Yeah. Kill them.
There you go. All right, well, that's our show.
We did it.
That was fun.
Fun. Okay. Good one, if we do say so ourselves.
Exactly.
If you think it was good, make it your Instagram story, make it your Instagram story, make it your Instagram story.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Get on it. We'll be back next episode.
Bye. Betches.